We have these courses. It's an introductory course. It's for the young ones that sure whether they want to go into the industry or not. So they come along to these courses, have a go, and then we can place them into work after. So they just get an idea of what they want to do. If they don't like it, well, they go and try something else.
And what kind of backgrounds or previous experience have these students had?
Yeah, well, at these schools, some of these have had no experience at all. There's four here that have never been in a shearing shed before. This is the first time. So, and some others have been wool handling for other contractors, and they want to learn how to shear, so they just come along to have a go.
So in many cases, is the first step just getting them familiar about being around and handling sheep in the first place?
Yeah, it's just getting the basics. So they learn how to catch a sheep, how to drag one out. It's just all the basics for shearing so that they have got some idea when they go out in the real world, so that nobody's got to spend full time with them, so they can go and help other people. So,
what are the job prospects like for students who finish this course?
Oh, at the moment in Australia, like the wool handlers, there's a shortage of wool handlers. We need plenty of them, and shearers. There's quite a big shortage of shearers. So the New Zealanders, they come over and they make up the numbers and that, and then people from travelling around. But, you know, for the Australians, there's plenty of work there if they want to get into it and learn. It is hard. It's probably the hardest thing they do in their life, but once you learn, it's easy.
My name's Jack Kennedy. I'm a shearing student.
And what made you want to do this course?
Oh, just sick of being harassed about. I like shearing too much. That's why I come to this course. I thought it might have been good, so I go back there and verse my older brother and stuff. So, yeah, no, pretty keen for it then. I'm liking it so far. Last couple of days I've been here. Picking it up pretty quick. So I reckon after today I'll be shearing a full sheep, ready to start making money and shearing more than one sheep a day, but yeah.
And how far have you travelled to come to do this course?
Broken Hill, so about 4 or 5 hours. To Adelaide, then straight to Loxton here, yeah. Then out to this station.
And did you have any experience with sheep beforehand?
Oh, yeah, I was rouseabouting for about 2.5 years. Got sick of that and learned how to do that too good, and then I'd done a bit of pressing for about a week, done a bit of landmarking, and then I just, well, go, I might give shearing a go. So that's what my goal is going to give shearing a go, yeah.
What's your favourite thing about working in this industry?
Making money, yep.
Nice and simple.
Yeah, nice and simple, yeah. Make heaps of money.
Yeah, put the head between your legs and hold him up. The head between your legs and you hold him up.
Dave, we're mid-class right now. The students are having what's one of their first cracks at shearing. The progress is a bit slow now. Once they speed up, what kind of money can they expect as shearers?
Yeah, well, it depends how good they get, but the wool handlers, they are on about $28 an hour at the moment. And as shearers, once they get experienced, they can earn up to $90 an hour, which is quite common for the good ones, even more. And then we've got the wool presser in the shed. It depends how many sheep are getting shorn and the numbers that are going out, but they earn pretty good money as well. And then the cook. We've got cooks in the sheds as well. So, and the cooks in our bigger teams, they're on about $600, $650 a day. And the wool pressers are the same in our bigger schools that we do with the 13 stands. Our wool pressers are probably on about $600 to $700 a day as well. Yeah, and the faster shearers would be earning their $600 a day.
So I just spoke to Jack and he said the thing he's most looking forward to is making money. So if you're young and dead keen, how quickly can you get to that stage where you're making the big bucks?
Well, you're making money straight away because the wool handlers' rates are a guaranteed wage. So you're on $28 an hour while you're learning to shear. But once you can shear more than 17 a run, then you're making money as a shearer. So that's your aim, is to get to 17 and then try and get quicker after that. And the more you do, the more you get paid.
Is that hard work?
Yeah, easy but hard.
Is it a case of it's a little bit harder than it looks?
Yeah, very harder what it looks. A lot harder.